commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Yes, indeed, Memorial Day weekend 2023, and you get to unwind for the long weekend, hopefully. I won't judge if you're off here in Radioland. We'll hold it down for you, beachside, poolside, whatever. We're not going to make you feel guilty at all. Matt Wolf, so here is the plan. For the next 3 hours, we turn the clocks back 50 years to 1973 and focus on key albums released that year. And we've got some big ones. Albums from Zeppelin, The Who, Elton John, Pink Floyd, yes, Dark Side of the Moon is 50 this year. Insane. But 73 offered up a lot of pretty great debut albums, too, including this one from the boys out of Jacksonville, Florida. Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd was a true game changer for Lynyrd Skynyrd in general. It had been playing most of the songs out on the road already, and the release of this album simply made popular what was to become known as Southern Rock for the masses.
I think they were just playing music, man, and trying to make a living doing it.
That is Johnny Van Zandt, brother of Skynyrd founding member and vocalist Ronnie Van Zandt, and current keeper of the flame for the band. They're in prep mode right now for their Sharp Dressed Simple Man tour with ZZ Top. Now, Skynyrd has been going on in one form or another since 1964, most recently marking the passing of original member Gary Rossington. And Johnny tells me their enduring popularity boils down simply to what their body of work has to say.
It's the music, and I think people love the fact that it came from a bunch of poor boys. You know, none of us were rich, but we were rich in family, and we were rich in brotherhood, you know, and that meant a lot, and I think it resonated into the songs, and it's carried on into the music.
We'll be right back.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
Can you see the real me? Can you? Can you?
Off Quadrophenia on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, spotlighting album releases from 1973. Five turns around the sun for The Who's sixth studio album. Notable, too, in that it was entirely composed by Pete Townsend. I guess you could say it's one of those desert island collections from the 70s that you need to have, right? Matt Wolf, let's transition now from London over to Asbury Park, New Jersey. So, I mentioned to you before, we'll be checking out great debut albums from 1973. Well, I give you Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
There's an amazing thing Bruce Springsteen does in that he captures the everyday moments of all of our lives.
That's Jason Hanley. He's the Vice President of Education and Visitor Engagement at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio.
Every time you get pulled into a Springsteen song, you think, that's very similar to a moment in my life, or I've been there and done that, and I've had this experience. And that's why I think his music continues all these years later, 50 years later, to still connect with us, and why he's on a massive worldwide tour playing these incredible songs and his catalog from over the years, because his songs connect to his listeners.
Crazy Janie and a Mission Man, we're back in the alley trading. Saturday night. Well, Billy slammed on his Costa Breeze.
cat, and it shook some dust out of his coonskin cap. He said, trust some of this, it'll show you where you're at, or at least it'll help you with the feeling. Well, by the time we made it up to Greasy Lake, I had my head out the window and Janie's fingers were in the cake. I think I really dug her, I was too loose to fake. I said, I'm good, she said, honey, let me. She kissed me just right like only a lonely angel can. She felt so nice, just that soft as a spirit in the night.
All night.
In the night.
All night.
Oh, Janie, don't know what she do to you. Like a spirit in the night.
All night.
Oh, all night.
All night.
I stand right up and I let her shoot through me. Socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie was making love in the dirt, singing our birthday songs. Janie said it was time to go, so we closed our eyes and said goodbye to Gypsy Angel Row. Felt so right. Together we move like spirits in the night.
All night.
In the night.
All night.
Oh, you don't know what they can do to you. Them spirits in the night.
All night.
All night.
All night.
Oh, stand right up and let it shoot through you like a spirit in the night.
All 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 night.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by NHTSA. Buckle your seatbelt to make it home safely. Don't risk it, click it, or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA. 1973, Paul McCartney and Wings release Band on the Run.
The great Paul McCartney and Wings from 1973's Band on the Run album, Macca and Company's third collection, recorded in Lagos, Nigeria, and it's widely regarded by the fans as his best post-Beatles work back then. Matt Wolf, it is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, and when we get back...
We leaned into the through the glass into the control room and said, gee whiz, wouldn't it be nice if we had some barbecue?
Well, that sounds amazing. Barbecue and creating one of ZZ Top's biggest records, Billy F. Gibbons joins us on deck to talk the 50th anniversary of Tres Hombres.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
I don't know what to say except...
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 was brought to you by Babbel, language for life. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com.
And welcome back. Matt Wolf looking at 50-year anniversaries for the big albums that turn half a century older this year. And I always love to hit, you know, a couple of factoids of things from that year. In this case, 1973. Things were pretty cheap. First off, gas was only 39 cents a gallon. Repeat after me, 39 cents. On the flip side, the very first cell phone was introduced. It cost, $3,995. So don't complain about your cell phone plan, okay? It is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. Also in that very same year, the Three Amigos from Texas were putting up the finishing touches on their latest offering. A big year for ZZ Top in 2023. Their signature album, Eliminator, hitting 40 this year. They're prepping for the big Sharp Dress Simple Man tour with Lynyrd Skynyrd, too. That kicks off in July in West Palm Beach. And their third album, Tres Hombres, hits the big 5-0. Now, this one, the first kind of really successful commercial breakthrough for Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard, and Dusty Hill, thanks to the album's single, LaGrange. But it did not come easy.
We were struggling, along with the producer was attempting to guide the vocal lines.
There, of course, is Billy F. Gibbons, who told me they needed to take charge of that situation.
We were nearing the lunch hour. We leaned into the through the glass into the control room and said, gee whiz, wouldn't it be nice if we had some barbecue? And, of course, knowing the only place that served barbecue at that time was 30 miles away, we knew that we had about an hour. And as soon as he left the building, the red light went on and the engineer was saying, come on, roll it, roll it. We knocked it out in one take. That was all it took.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. Thank you.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Bring your color to life. 1973, Billy Joel releases his second studio album, Piano Man.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile. Sister's gone out, she's on a date, and you just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, there ain't no place to go anyway. What for? So you've got everything, oh, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. But Captain Jack can get you high tonight and take you to your special. Get you by tonight. Just a little push and you're smoke your pot, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching with the things you haven't got. What went wrong? If you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you've gotta keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed, and that's too long.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50.
I want what's best for everyone.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
That was an important piece of information, don't you think?
The biggest hits of all time. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by NHTSA. Not wearing a seatbelt could cost you a ticket or your life. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA. 1973, Grand Funk Railroad released their seventh studio album, We're an American Band.
We'll help you party it down. We're an American band.
Grand Funk Railroad, 1973 there for them. We're an American band on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, our needle drop looking at the 50th anniversaries of albums released in the year 1973, all Memorial Day weekend. Now, the story goes that that song kind of came about when members of Grand Funk were touring with Brit band Humble Pie. And they kind of got into this throwdown in a bar over the old argument, who's better, Brit rock or American rock? And I guess Grand Funk's Don Brewer gets up and in the heat of the moment proclaims, hey, we're an American band. And lightning, as they say, struck for them. Becomes their first number one song. So you see, who says bar arguments can't lead to any good, right? Matt Wolf having some fun looking back at these collections. Hope you are too. And you can't even mention the 70s without a nod to the Thin White Duke. So David Bowie was coming off his tour of America in 1972, and in between shows, Bowie starts writing these songs that would eventually become the tracks on his sixth album released 50 years ago this year, Aladdin Sane, his most commercially successful album to date at that time, and a breakthrough album for David in many, many ways.
Obviously, it's impossible to assess the influence of somebody like David Bowie.
There's music critic, author, and well-known David Bowie expert Alan Light, who says the David Bowie we hear on this record in 73 took a while to get to, specifically going back to his earlier works like Hunky Dory and The Man Who Sold the World.
He was not a glam rock and roller at this point, but you start to hear in some of these songs some of the subject matter, some of the construction and structure that then gets you into, you know, what becomes Ziggy Stardust, what becomes Aladdin Sane. There are hints that he's going to be doing something that's going to be a lot less conventional than just being this folk rocker.
And no matter how you look at Bowie in any era, Alan says his impact will always be far-reaching.
This is somebody who transformed the way that people think about being an artist, not just the way that they think about music, but the way that they think about their entire presentation. And there are people like Dylan and people like Neil Young and people who've remade themselves and their styles and all of that. But this notion of, you know, a career as an art piece is something that Bowie really established and created.
Small Jean genie snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on it. Jean Genie lives on his back. The Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Jean Genie, let yourself go. Like a man, but he smiles like a reptile. She love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. The Jean Genie lives on his back. The Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Jean Genie lets yourself go. Loves to belong.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 is brought to you by StockCharts.com. Start trading stocks on data instead of headlines. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. 1973, the Marshall Tucker Band released their self-titled debut album.
Jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman, Lord, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? I'm gonna
check a freight train down at the station.
Marshall Tucker Band, Can't You See, from their self-titled debut album, another on a long list of debut albums on our punch list here on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, the whole holiday weekend spotlighting albums that have gone 50 years round the sun. It's a lot of fun, as long as you don't get too stuck on the fact that 50 years is half a century old. Yikes. Matt Wolf, shout-outs to, of course, this Memorial Day weekend to all our military vets and those who have served and are still in service. We tip our hats and glasses to you all. And on deck.
When we would write songs, we would inherently, without thinking about it, just mesh them together.
We'll hear from Tom Johnston. He'll talk all things Doobie Brothers when we get back.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, brought to you by Babbel, language for life. Try Babbel for free at babbel.com.